You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. That's the Hilltop Hoods there, the Nosebleed Section. And missing a glove, maybe you've lost a tool from your shed.
Well, Simo, I noticed that you're not wearing gloves this morning.
No, I don't own a pair, I don't think.
Do you?
No, do you have any, you got any gloves for winter?
I think I've got some somewhere.
Nice.
But yeah, it is starting to get colder, so maybe it's time to track down your gloves that have been stashed away over summer.
I'm a pocket man.
Straight
in the pockets.
Yeah, they do find themselves in pockets. Same with $20 notes as well.
Because it's, you never see anyone with gloves on putting their hands in the pockets.
Good point.
That's double dosing.
Well, some of the reason we wear our gloves is because if you live in Manchester in the UK, you may have had a glove or two go missing because a woman has found out that her cat has been sneaking out at night and stealing gloves from the neighbours.
Ah, glove thief.
Yes, now this has been going on a little while, and it turns out that this woman now has over 50 gloves. Yeah. From the neighbours. And they're not just, they're not matching, they're not like pairs. So it's not like he's got 25 pairs of gloves. They're just 50 completely random gloves.
Right on.
So they've ranged from kind of workman's gloves, gardening, surgical gloves as well. And just the cat is sneaking out at night, stealing some gloves.
Is a glove theft enough for the police to come after you?
I don't know if this glove thief theft is enough for the police to come after you, or whether it classifies as cat burglary or not.
Oh my God. Yeah, righto.
I'm not sure. Thank you.
So does it constitute, my question is that crime or is it just hoarding at this point? Like, at what point, how many gloves is for the police to get involved?
Well, I reckon it's a bit of both, because certainly I think we can all agree in our lives we don't need 50 odd pairs of gloves. This cat is stealing something that is not its.
Yeah, it's not rightfully the cat's.
Have you so therefore it's a bit of both. And what did the cat do with gloves? It doesn't have opposable thumbs. I don't know how it works.
It's very true. Plus they've got really long nails. That's a problem with gloves.
You could get the fingerless, the ones with the tips out at the
true.
End.
True. Yeah, there could be some of those involved.
So this 9-year-old cat, name's Bella. Typically strikes at nighttime during the warmer months when people leave their gloves out in the garden, wrongly assuming that they'll still be there in the morning.
Right. Maybe they'll deport the cat.
I mean, that seems a bit extreme.
Yeah, a bit extreme, but...
And also, I don't know if this cat has come from overseas. It could have been a born-bred UK cat.
No,
in which case, it's got a bit of a cat passport.
Its name is Bella.
Okay.
Which is Italian for beautiful. So something tells me that cat is part of some wider conspiracy involving Italian glove theft.
Or is this the Italian glove mafia? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. They must have trained their cats to get hold of latex gloves and bring them back to their country.
Well, this cat's obviously not working, but just latex gloves, because it's got workman's gloves and gardening gloves and all these other type of gloves.
Look, the training of cats to thieve gloves for your nation is still at its infancy.
What are you saying? This is just the first step. First step, glove. Next step, bank. Third step, cruise ship.
Simo and Jordan.
On top of the world, Imagine Dragons. Simo and Jordan with you, 20 minutes past 9. Welcome to your Thursday. Welcome, welcome, if you just joined us, of course.
And Simo, it's time for this.
How good is that? The ultimate question, always answered in an ultimate manner by both you and I.
Yes, yeah, so Simo, we've got some ethical conundrums here. Is that the right word? Kind of things that divide society to a degree.
That's right.
And then we have to try and work out whether they're good or not. If you have an opinion on what the item is today, get in touch. 64572977. Simo, we don't know what it is. It's a complete surprise. We have to try and work out whether it's good or whether it's crap or how good it is or whether it's terrible. We don't know. Should we get into it?
Yes, for sure. So bringing, separating people, tearing them apart just to bring them all back together.
Onion rings. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Big fan of an onion ring.
Pro onion rings.
I reckon they're very underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah, because you go to a place and get burger and chips. And
that's
chips,
true.
Chips, delicious, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But onion rings can be a nice alternative. And I sometimes wish that more places would would invest in an onion ring making machine.
It's tricky though when you say underrated, because they are a side, aren't they?
Hmm.
So how much more rated could they be? If they were a main, no one's going to go in there and just order a main of onion rings.
Yeah, good point. You walk into a restaurant, oh, I'll just have the onion rings, please.
Never is that bloke, all right.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, chips is clearly the king of the sides.
Mm.
I reckon onion rings, I'm not saying that it should overthrow the king.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, get a political type overthrowment of the government.
That's true.
But I reckon they can push to be a good kind of, oh, yeah, look, we're here as well.
Look, it really has raised onions toward the next level.
I mean, yeah, onions were looking a bit not great.
Yeah.
But onion rings has just elevated them.
Like, if you had an offer between a potato and an onion, wholesome, you're going to pick the potato every time.
Yeah.
Offer you a chip and the onion ring by themselves, individually, an onion ring does have a lot more to its resume.
I think I would still go for the chip. However, really? It's a much easier, much harder decision.
Because
if you just had a potato and an onion, I'd be just like, get rid of that onion. Why would I want that? But now all of a sudden you bring a potato chip and an onion ring.
Yes.
All of a sudden I've got some thinking to do.
But can't you see how much work the onion ring has done on itself to make...
Well, it's had to crumb itself.
To make itself attractive.
And dip itself in batter.
It's done itself all up.
Whereas the potato's just thrown itself in hot oil and it's been fine.
Yeah, the potato's like hashtag woke up like this, where there is, you know, that the onion ring has really been working out for you and thinking about, you know, what it can do to improve itself.
I tell you what, I was flicking through Facebook this morning and I saw, you know, these video recipes pop up,
okay.
And there was one for a beef burger, which had onion rings in, like actually inside. Ooh. So you cook the onion rings, then
within.
Put it inside the patty.
Yes.
And they put some cheese inside the onion ring as well.
Oh.
That very much interested me.
Yes. Well, I will also mention that the fact you said that they were underrated, I think they're just a righter amount of rated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, again, it all comes back to you. No one's going to go in there and order a main of onion rings.
Well, look, I think just looking back on this last couple of minutes, I don't think we've really worked out anything other than both onion rings and potato chips are delicious.
Yeah. It's hard to separate them, but I think we did, you know.
And now I will eat them both for lunch together.
Yeah, but not together at the same time. You definitely.
I wonder if I can just get like a chips with a side of onion rings. Would that work? I'm going to give that a go.
Here's the game of love.
Simo and Jordan.
Superman lovers, Starlight, this morning, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you. About, 9:30, just about on the dot. But I do like to take the opportunity to give out fiscal advice from time to time, Jordan.
Okay. Do you have any kind of education behind the advice that you're giving out? Or is this
about as much as Donald Trump?
Billions and 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 billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment. Maybe we could launder the money.
So how is your share portfolio, Jordan?
Hang on, just quickly, before we get into this.
Yeah.
I feel I should say, so I've had to be renewing my car insurance like in the last week or so.
Okay,
yeah. And I know whenever you call them up, they say, any advice on this call is general and blah, 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 and do a little disclaimer. So I'd just like to say before we go into this statement, any advice that Simo says is in general.
Oh, yeah.
Please do not take it for gospel.
Nope.
Simo's probably going to be wrong.
Yeah, no, I didn't finish year 11.
That's the kind of person you want giving you financial advice.
All right, so have you ever, how's your share portfolio?
Non-existent.
Well, maybe it's time to start. You can buy shares. They're called Salix, right?
Okay.
And what they are is a share in a human being.
Interest. I mean, from my limited knowledge of shares,
yes.
You normally buy shares in companies.
That's right.
Like you can buy shares in Google or Facebook or whatever.
Yep.
And then you somehow make money out of it that way. How do you? Invest in a human being when they're a baby, and then if they grow up to be a doctor or something.
That's right, you get a return on your investment. So his name is Alex, so naturally he's called his tokens in himself that you can purchase Salix, you know, Sale X, Alex, makes sense, right?
I like it.
He's managed to so far have investment of $20,000.
So what, $20,000 worth of people are investing in him to achieve his goals, whatever that may be?
Well, what, he's been portioned up that much, effectively.
Okay.
Like there's been tokens that you have purchased and the total value of him is currently $20,000.
So what is this Alex guy? Is he studying to become something? Or is that like, how do you get your money back? How do you make money on this investment?
So he is to share a portion of his income for the foreseeable future, for as long as people are invested in Alex tokens, if you like.
Right.
So I really enjoy this because, you know, they actually do have a bit of a say in how his life goes.
Why? What are they saying?
Okay, so holders of Alex tokens are promised a share of any money he makes in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he could end up paying up to a total of $100,000 over 3 years.
Nice.
And also holders can vote on some of his life decisions. So, you know.
No, you should not date this woman. Is that kind of all life decisions?
Yeah,
or?
If you marry this person, it's bad for our investment. Same thing, you know. Maybe that could encourage Alex to get into the gym because they need a ripped version to get the best yield.
No, Alex. No, Alex. Don't eat that chocolate bar. Don't eat that ice cream.
That's right.
Get into the gym. Eat some salad.
Yeah. So the holders can also request that he promotes them via his social media channels.
Right.
So
Simo, how much does it cost to invest to buy one? What is Alex token?
Yeah, one token of Alex currently. At this stage, I think it's only worth like 2 cents, maybe.
Okay, are you gonna invest in this or
for 2 cents to own part of a human being? Hell yeah, you in?
I mean, the way you say it like that, it sounds a bit evil genius kind of guy. I'm only paying 2 cents, and I own a part of this human being. Look, I own his left ear.
The reason I want to tell you about this is because we can go halves and we can get more.
So what? So we pay 1 cent each.
Well, you know, if we chuck in $10, that's a leg at least.
Simo and Jordan,
the Pussycat Dolls. I don't need a man. Right here on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with ya.
And Simo, a lot of scientists doing a lot of very important research about the COVID-19 virus. They're all working very hard, doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about one little piece of research that caught my attention this morning. Simo, I think you'd be able to work out why this caught my attention pretty much straight away.
Okay.
Dr. Norman Swan. Is his name, and he has said...
Oh, Norm! Dr. Norm!
He has said, and I'm quoting...
Yes.
Farting into someone's mouth is not recommended during the COVID-19 crisis.
Jeez, I'm so glad Norm's around to tell us these things.
Now, I think I speak for everyone in the world...
Yeah.
...when I say, even though, imagine COVID-19 wasn't happening, farting into someone's mouth, not recommended.
Yeah. Does this Norm guy have a history of this kind of thing?
No, well, there is actually some kind of, perhaps, sort of science behind it. Because this guy, Dr. Norman Swan, was speaking on the ABC the other day.
So, what was his name? Dr. Norm Swan?
Dr. Norman Swan.
Going where no doctor has gone before. Well,
some doctors do go there.
But normally only when you're in your late 50s.
Proctologists? Are they the ones that deal with the buttocks?
They're not good with a protractor. They're good with something else.
Let's not go into details. But no, there might be kind of some scientific research to be found out of this.
Right.
He has said that we wear a mask, like an essentially a mask, that covers our farts at all time, meaning our trousers and underwear.
Yeah.
And he suggests that that's a physical barrier that theoretically won't let any particles...
Yep.
Escape into the world.
Yep.
And he says a policy that the entirety of Australia should adopt is that you don't fart near other people and you don't fart with a bare bottom.
Right.
Again, not just due to COVID-19. I reckon that should be made a thing, like just at all times.
Well, I wish he would take some of his own medicine.
Okay. Why?
Because I've just looked him up.
Okay.
And he's Scottish.
Okay.
And what does Scotsman wear?
Kilts.
And what are they missing?
Underwear. I don't think he was wearing a kilt when he was doing this research.
Yeah, so turns out your ancestors didn't know what they were talking about, Norm.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Scottish people hundreds of years ago probably didn't know about the coronavirus.
Well,
if they did,
yeah,
we should be giving Scotsmen more credit for how smart they are.
Maybe.
Simo and Jordan.
Shaking at Metro Station on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock news, sport, weather as well. Jordan, how is your house at the moment?
Messy.
That was going to be my query. So the bedroom, is it all kind of locked away? Beds made, clothes hanging up?
No.
No. That'd make this difficult for you.
Well, I mean, the bed has sort of been not made.
Oh, really?
And the bed and the clothes are hanging up in terms of they're on the floor.
Nice. So do you iron them after that?
No.
No, I didn't think so. So this would make life difficult for you if you wanted to repeat what this Russian runner has done.
Okay.
He has managed to do laps around his bed for around 100 kilometres.
So just going around and around his bed.
That's right.
100 kilometres worth of times.
Yeah, well, yeah, effectively.
Okay. It would be very tricky for me to do that.
Just tripping over things.
Well, yes, you'd be... No, I would be doing... What's the one in the Olympics where they kind of run around the stadium, but they do jumping as well?
Steeplechase.
Steeplechase.
That's the one.
It would be like I'd be doing the steeplechase, but also... My bed is up against two walls. It's like in the corner of the room. So I can't really run around it.
Yeah, you'd have to
pull. I'd kind of have to run, do a 90-degree turn, tag jump the wall, run back and do it that way.
Oh, right. You'd do the U-shape rather than the circle.
I can't run around it because it's up against the wall.
So this guy, his name is Dmitry, and he is training for he's been training for 9 months to compete in a 200-kilometre race through the desert in Morocco. So some people have an interesting idea of fun.
Okay. I assume that this... But event has had to be cancelled because of world events at the moment.
Yeah, so you figure, well, you know what he'll do? He'll get his running and his training in his own bedroom.
Well, that's one way of doing it. So 100 kilometres worth of running around his bed. Do you know how long this took him, roughly?
Let's have a look here. 10 hours and 19 minutes.
Of just solid running.
Nice. One thing that's interesting about this is that running is not just a physical game.
Okay.
Very, very mental.
Like, what, you're very mental if you try this? Is that what you're trying to say?
That, yes, because he's doubled down on mental strength there.
Yeah.
Because not only is he running for an exuberant amount of time and the 100K mark.
Yeah.
His bed is right there the entire time.
Oh.
That is some...
You raise a good... I didn't think of that.
Some Jedi-level teasing.
But you raise a good point. You know what I was thinking of?
Yeah.
You know how... So we assume that he's got carpet in his bedroom. There would kind of be just a track going around of just worn-down carpet around his bed. Yeah. Which I've got a similar thing in my house, but mine goes from my bedroom to the kitchen, then to the lounge, then to the kitchen, then back to bed.
You should put some plastic down.
Yeah, I mean, I should, but you know me. I'm not going to.
Eric Hutchinson, a bit of rock and roll due right now. Won't catch me jogging around my house.
You won't catch me jogging.
Full stop.
We'll leave it there.
Simo and Jordan with you this morning. You're on Snow FM.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.